Governor Gretchen Whitmer took a trip to Florida. You've probably heard that now. Of course, she didn't tell anybody about it. In fact, she specifically didn't tell anybody about it, even when her chief operating officer, Trish Foster, was found to have traveled to Florida for spring break, and her director of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel, traveled to the Gulf Shores in Alabama. She had the opportunity to tell journalists back then and reporters back then that she had traveled, but she didn't. Later it came out that she went to Florida. She said to see her dad for just 2 days, but my next guest, well, he found a lot more. Charlie LaDuff, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist who has worked at the New York Times, Detroit News, Fox 2, and now Deadline Detroit. The headline was Whitmer Mooch's billionaire's plane as father makes miraculous recovery. Charlie, good to have you.
Good morning.
So, Governor Whitmer, you know, let's be fair about this. If my children didn't tell me or didn't come clean and just kind of kept stuff hidden, they'd be grounded. Governor Whitmer came in with her sunshine plan to be the most transparent administration ever in Michigan. What's the truth?
I don't know. Look, man, I'm going to drop this for a minute. I'm really annoyed this morning with media, period.
All right.
Being fake. Here's the deal. Nobody doing any work. None. They're all just, like, you know, like James Craig just retired from the police department. He's done at the end of the month. He's running for governor on the Republican ticket. That I'll go to the bank with that. And all the puffed up, girdle wearing, makeup, Barbies and cans on TV. You pretended like you did any work. You didn't do any work. Whitmer gets a pass for what, a year? Nobody looks into anything. The nursing homes, whether she went to Florida. Now all of a sudden everybody knows of it. Get to work. You're not supposed to be partisan when you're a reporter. You're supposed to work. You don't grab other people's work and pretend like you did it. You've been a mouthpiece for a year. Now you got James Craig. Okay, he's going to run. Nobody in Detroit ever looked at crime here or what's the truth. That's interesting. Nobody really looked into how Whitmer handled the pandemic. That's interesting. So here we are with a media that doesn't know what's going on. Yeah, she went to Florida. She took some billionaire's jet, shook him down. She asked for it. And then she's going to tell the public, that's all I got to say about it.
Well, why do you think that is, Charlie? You've been doing this for a number
of
years.
Sorry, man.
So
I'm really angry this morning.
No. You're on a great roll here, and I want to chime in on it because I agree with you. I left NBC back 20 years ago because I felt that the cesspool was shallow back then. And I see reporters being lazier and lazier. I agree with you. There is no work being done. People do not roll up their sleeves. You know, being a reporter used to be a blue-collar craft. It was a blue-collar job. Suddenly it became...
It's an awesome job.
Right, but now it's this fraternity brother and that sorority sister, and they work here, and the people in politics and the reporters, they all went to the same colleges and sororities together, and it's like this clicky thing going on. It's not reporting.
You know what it reminds me of? I went for a couple minutes to listen to James Craig announce his retirement.
Sure.
You know, thank you for the job well done, sir. And I'm looking at the media, and they're rocking back and forth, typing on these laptops like monkeys trying to touch the right button to get a banana chip. And I'm like, are you looking up?
Well,
are you
know
looking
why?
At the reaction in the room?
The whole world is based on clicks, Charlie. The whole world. Can I get enough Twitter clicks? Can I get enough Facebook clicks? Can I get enough social media clicks? That's, you know, listen, when the news started getting sponsored, you know, back 30, 40 years, that's when it all went south. When sponsorship dollars started dictating what news was, didn't we go sideways then?
You know how you get clicks? You do original and interesting reporting, and then you present it in a way that's, dare I say, interesting or entertaining. But here's the deal. Like, let's do something for a minute. I'm the only reporter that was at TCF, Cobo Hall.
Right.
Right? During that time with the absentee ballots, not only was I the only reporter there, I was actually working as a captain of one of the counting precincts. So let me tell you, listeners, this is fact. No 150,000 bogus ballots were shipped in there. I was standing there. And if they did, you'd be the first to hear about it. That's the easiest Pulitzer Prize. Did not happen. A lot of people on the right hated me. So be it. I'm telling you the truth. Now I'm going into Whitmer and the nursing homes and what's going on underneath all this. And now the people on the left are angry and the people on the right are happy. Guess what? That's what a reporter does. I stand in the middle with the truth and I'm going to do the work. So I suggest everybody else get to work because we're dying on the vine out here.
Well, well, let me ask you this. There's you and there's a couple of others, but how many reporters actually still live in the wild? Honestly, how many are still surviving out there? It's an endangered species, isn't it?
It's true. I don't even blame the reporters because they've got bosses that give them direction of what to do.
Right.
So look at this. Look at that jobs report, okay?
What a disaster.
Okay, we're all talking about the unemployment, but if you go into the Bureau of Labor Statistics and dig down into the data, you know who had the biggest job gains? 300,000 job gains were $17 an hour and less. It was the burger people. The people that lost jobs were professional services, white collar. I'm starting to suspect maybe we are in a moment of stagflation. Maybe the economy is bad. Maybe it was all based on debt before we shut it down, and then we missed our debt payments.
That's right.
And now we're looking at it. Man, this could be bigger than you think.
One failed auction, one failed sale of American securities, of American debt, one failed auction. That's how close we are, Charlie. You know that.
Yeah.
You do great work.
Did we see this in 2008?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my gosh.
So tell folks, we got about 30 seconds here. What is Deadline Detroit?
Deadline Detroit is a scrappy little news service out of Detroit, deadlinedetroit.com. I'm also the host of the No BS News Hour, which you can, you know, that's a podcast. You can find it.
Well, the dog likes it, and that's important.
Yeah.
That's the dog loves it. Charlie, good having you. Good conversation. It's time for reporters to do their job. I agree with you completely. Thank you for being here.
Call me after the show, man. I got some stuff for you.
Oh, good. I like that. Charlie, I'll be with you in a little bit. There you have it. Charlie LaDuff, Pulitzer Prize winning reporter. Not a journalist. Reporter. All right? Quick break. Headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.